there is a verse talking about the list of acharyas, Guru Parampara. And that verse, because all of us supposed to learn and recite it before we start our class. Like how already you are chanting 2-3 verses before the beginning of the class. And there is one more verse. I'll be very happy for you to know that. I'll let you know the verse. Now you can recite after me, or better write it down. Don't recite, okay? Now I'm telling you this verse to understand, tell you something about Gaudapada Acharya. Narayanam. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam. Padma Bhuvam. Vasishtam. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam. Shaktincha. Shaktincha. Tatputra. Tatputra Parasharancha. Tatputra Parasharancha. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam. Shaktincha Tatputra Parasharancha. Next line. Vyasam Shukam. Vyasam Shukam. Gaudapadam. Gaudapadam Mahantam. Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam. Govinda. Govinda Yogindram. Govinda Yogindram Athasya Sishyam. Govinda Yogindram Athasya Sishyam. Govinda Yogindram Athasya Sishyam. Govinda Yogindram Athasya Sishyam. Govinda Yogindra Mathasya Sishyam. Third line. At least you learn one day. Okay, even if you can't say every day. Sri Shankaracharyam. Sri Shankaracharyam. Athasya. Sri Shankaracharya Mathasya Padma Padancha. Sri Shankaracharya Mathasya Padma Padancha Hastamalakancha. Hastamalakancha. Tamalakancha Sishyam. Hastamalakancha Sishyam. Tam Totakam. Next line. Tam Totakam. Tam Totakam Vartika. Vartikakaram. Tam Totakam Vartikakaram. Anyan. अन्यान् अस्मद् गुरुन् अस्मद् गुरुन् अस्मद् गुरुन् संततमानतोस्मि. This is a verse revealing the Guru Parampara. It gives a list of the names of the Acharyas. I'll tell you once. Narayanam, check it out. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam. Shaktim Chatat Putra Parasharancha. Shaktim Chatat Putra Parasharancha. Vyasam Shukam. गौडपदं महान्तं व्यासं शुकं गौडपदं महान्तं गोविन्द योगीन्द्रमथास्य शिष्यं गोविन्द योगीन्द्रमथास्य शिष्यं श्रीशङ्कराचार्यमथास्य पद्मपादं च हस्तामलकं च शिष्यं श्रीशङ्कराचार्यम् अथास्य पद्मपादं च हस्तामलकं च शिष्यं तं तोटकं वार्तिककारमन्यान् तं तोटकं वार्तिककारमन्यान् अस्मद् गुरुन् संततमानतोस्मि अस्मद् गुरुन् संततमानतोस्मि आनतः अस्मि आई बाउ टू संततम ऑलवेज हूम अस्मद् गुरुन् अस्मद् गुरु मीन्स व्हाट All our teachers, who is till the one who is at present available. Asmat Guru means the present teachers. The present teacher. And it begins from where? Narayanam. Narayanaha Vishnuhu. Padma Bhuvaha Brahma. Vasishtaha. Shaktihi is the name of another rishi. Tat putra parasharaha, son of Shakti. Then Vyasa. Then Shukaha. You will see in his parampara, till Shuka, the tradition is different. Different mean what? Till Shukacharya, Narayana, Padma Bhuvaha, Vasishtaha, Shaktihi, Parasharaha, Vyasaha, Shukaha. All of them are, and each guru is none other than the father himself. Each Sishya was none other than the son himself. Father was the guru, son was the disciple. And till the Shukaha, all those, the people, the names mentioned till Shuka, all those names actually reveal the Rishi Parampara. Rishi Parampara means what? We do not know they really existed or not. They do not have any historical evidence, but they are mythological, okay? And we heard about these Acharyas only in the Puranas. Till Shuka. And then they were also Grihasthas. They were Rishis. They were Grihasthas. And each disciple He is a son himself, for they were grihasthas and they were mythological personalities. There is no historical evidence. And Gaudapada onwards, you see, the after Shuka, Gaudapadam Mahantam, so Gaudapada onwards, Manushya Parampara begins. And all these from Gaudapada onwards, they were not grihasthas, they were sannyasis. And they have historicity. The acharyas beginning from Gaudapada till the latest one, we have what now? They have historicity. These evidences are there. And we don't have the, they are not legendary. This is a difference we have to understand. So now we can understand the Gaudapada Acharya. He has written many works. Of them, the Mandukya Karika is a very popular one. I just wanted you to know that this usually, in generally what happens in Vedanta, students are supposed to chant this verse every day before they begin their study. So I didn't teach you before because I thought I wanted you to learn other two verses. Now there's occasion for me to talk about Gaudapada Acharya, so I had to tell you this also. And each guru was a father and each Sishya was a son also. And we also find this reference in Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram. Vyasam Vasishta Naptaram Shakte Pautramakal Masham Parasharatmajam Vande Shukatatam Tapo Nidhim. We have a verse which is now Vyasam Vasishta Naptaram Vyasa. Great grandfather. Napta means great grandfather. Vasishta Naptaram Shakte Pautram. Pautra means grandson. Who is his Vyasa? Vasishta Napta. Grandson of Vasishta. Shakte is grandson. Great grandson of Vasishta. Shakte is grandson. Vasishta Naptaram Shakte Pautram Akalmasham. Parasharatmajam and son of Parashara. Son of Parashara, grandson of Shakti, great grandson of Vasishta. Who is Vyasa? You have to say great grandson of, son of, and father of Shuka. Shuka Tatam, father of Shuka. Shuka Tatam Tapo Nidhim. It mentions who is the father, who is the son, okay, and who is the grandfather, who is the great grandfather for Vyasa. It tells, so each name becomes what? The father becomes a guru for the son. Therefore, we have to understand from Gaudapada Acharya onwards, the Manushya Parampara begins and then these were all of them were sannyasis. And you see Gaudapadam Mahantam, then Govinda Yogindra Matha Asya Sishyam, then Govinda Padaha comes, then Sri Shankaracharya, then Shankaracharya's four disciples, Padma Padaha, Astamalakaha, and Totakacharya, and a Vartikakara means it implies Suresh Acharya, then Anyan Asmat Guru, then all our until the latest teacher. So I bow to all those teachers of this parampara. Which is important? Teacher is not important. Teaching is important. Shastram is important. Therefore, in traditional teaching, Guru is important only for teaching the Shastra. Like how any teacher is important for teaching the Shastra, but teacher without the teaching is zero. Therefore, we never give importance for the teacher, we give importance only for the teaching. Therefore, we avoid cults. Okay, you should never make an individual a hero. A hero worshipping will result, what now, will contribute for the cult creation, and in the long run, teaching will disappear. Our teaching will be distorted, our teaching will be confusing. The great people, the so-called great personalities may be saying good things, which even ordinary person cannot say wrong things. So maybe they say all good things and nice things. They're nice to hear, very, very sweet to hear, but they do not give you any clarity. May you be a loving personality. May you be kind. May you be calm. May you not get angry. And may you be accommodative. May you serve the people. May you love the people. If all these things are bad or what? Oh, what a great teaching. Very beautiful teaching. No problem. But those such teachings, that's advices, will not remove your fundamental problem. Will not remove your ignorance. See, because of ignorance, you are not able to be what they ask you to be. Therefore, the ignorance has to be, therefore the teaching is very important. You can have respect for such Mahatmas. We can bow to such Mahatmas. We can have them as inspiring souls who need to be bowed to, but they should not be related to as teachers. Mahatma should be bowed to. We should revere, we have reverence for them, should respect them, but we shouldn't allow it to be the, no individual hero worshipping should be there. Then it becomes a cult. Therefore, when we mention all these names, you are not making one teacher important. All this, the entire parampara here is listed here. The list of names of all the teachers are present in this verse. Why? All of them are, we bow to all of them because who contributed for preserving the tradition, the knowledge. But what is important is the Shastram. That also becomes very clear in this, through this verse. Okay. Now you know the greatness of Gaudapada Acharya also. So, how he holds a very high position in Guru Parampara. Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam. Narayanam. What is it? Narayanam Padma Bhuvam Vasishtam. Shaktincha tat putra parasharancha. Vyasam shukam. Gaudapadam mahantam. Govinda yogindra mathasya sishyam. Shri Shankaracharya Mathasya. Padma Padancha Sishyam. Hastamalakancha Sishyam. Tam Totakam. Vartikakaram Anyan. Anyan Asmat Gurun. Santatamanatosmi. Yes. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम शांति शांति शांति। हरि ओम तत्सत। श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम।